The last 4 months in California have been literally an unprecedented time. We've had, starting in the October fires, over the last 4 months, a number of catastrophic events that have plagued the state, from Mendocino to San Diego. In 4 short months, we have lost over 11,000 homes and businesses, and unfortunately, more than 65 fatalities. It has really been an incredible impact and effort. And the way we have all continued to work through these challenges has been, as we do here, together, as a community, as a whole of community. The big thing here, of course, has been getting the debris cleared. And as you may have heard, this effort is really the largest debris clearance operation, that we've seen in California since the 1906 earthquake.
Many of the questions at Saturday's town hall were about insurance. If you didn't lose your home in October or know someone who did, well, you may not be aware of one issue. Most people don't have an extensive inventory of what they own and what it's worth, or what it costs to replace. But your insurance company may want that list when you request payment for your belongings, and may have limits on what they'll pay without a detailed listing. Those limits may be tied to your possessions or be a percentage of the value of the home itself. Deputy Insurance Commissioner Joel Loucher was asked about some of this.
The first question I was presented is a question about the percentages that insurers are paying out without doing an inventory, asking if the department is going to make public that information. I think our intention is to make that public. I'm not sure of the degree of specificity, to be honest. And I have to say this about personal property limits. They vary from insurer to insurer. From what we've heard thus far, not many carriers are going to be offering 100%. Most are at something less than that. And it, you know, again, their limits vary. The contract is based on paying the actual cash value up front and then the replacement cost once replaced. We don't have the authority to make them do otherwise. It's not in statute.
Tuesday of this week, there was news on that front. State Insurance Commissioner Dave Jones and legislators from fire-affected areas of California introduced what they're calling the Wildfire Survivors Insurance Recovery legislative package. The goal is to cut red tape and insist that insurers treat fire survivors fairly and to a uniform standard. I'm Steve Mencher for KRCB's North Bay Report.